Simon Pei Gimel, Sif Beis. So, the sentence of Aleph is an issue that something which is a basic Kisei. So, you can't read in the Malkum, which is basic Kisei, even though there's no Tzaya there. You can't read within this basic Kisei, when Dalarama is behind you. You can't read when you're facing towards the basic Kisei. What about his meaning of the basic Kisei, where Dainlon Yishtamish Boy? It was designated to be an area to be used for basic Kisei. The case area was there wasn't walls, that there's an area to the designated they're going to use for the purpose of a basic Kisei. But it was not used. It was used even one time already, it's considered basic Kisei. But it hasn't been used yet. Mutalikra is connected, Avoloi Besoichet. So there's an issue of the Malkum itself, which has been designated to use as a basic Kisei. So it's me is to use that Malkum. Once it's been designated, it's me is the more it says to use it to say Direi Kedusha in that place. However, the issue of saying it's Tech Dalalamis and therefore there's an issue of Machanech HaKodesh or he's facing towards it as a problem, that doesn't exist. Vav Adayin, it was not used at all. It was used even one time. Su Yeshalov Shem Besekise Yoshan Lcholdinim. It's considered Yoshan over here means it's a place which has been used already. Kim and the Hoyosham Hazmona Umaisa. It's been designated and it's been used. Now, Bimlo Hoyosham Hazmona. Rakbimikdunifnasham. So the case again was that they used some place out in the field to relieve themselves. It wasn't designated to be used on a regular basis as a basic Kisei. One time he used it. So it was used. The tzaya has been removed. There's no reich ra. Nearly the inner law of shame basic Kisei klal umutra filo b'soichai became a tzatzim b'sei for yivasar toib b'ayin real offer. So the case of the Shulchan Aruch was, in the case of Shabur discussed before, was he designated for basic Kisei. So this is what it's going to be. But it hasn't been used yet. So now we say, once it's designated and it's used one time, it's a basic kisa. Equivalent to basic kisa, which has been used multiple times. But if it never was Azamana, he does not plan to continue to use it as a basic kisa. One time he happened to use it, so once it's been removed, whatever should be issues, it's not considered a problem.
So it's a room, it's a square footage area?
No, it wasn't a room. It was a place in the field that they were designating.
Uh-huh. Right. And they're going to build
walls
around it?
No, love Davka. Now, we'll talk about the case of Mechitzas. We'll talk about the case of the Mechitzas, you know, later on. He talks about the case. Likrois, Zayin, Afila B'Sert Alam Moisov. So it's mutter to, in a case where it's muzmin has not been used, you cannot be kare b'soichai, but kenegdo is mutter. So kenegdo means he's facing towards it, which is the isra of the isra of beyond Dalaramas. What about Tert Dalaramas? So it says meeker than that's mutter as well, but some are machmer. Okay.
Wow.
Kenegdo. So the reed facing towards the basic kisei is mutter. The kaimel has one of the milsehi kileliyah b'simin membeis sif gimelain. So we pass in general, just the designation alone does not confer a status upon the item. Simin membeis, you recall correctly, was talking about that a person had designated a bag to hold the tefillin. He never used it for tefillin yet. He wants to put something else in there. Once you designate it for tefillin, once it's been used for tefillin, you can't put coins in there, you can't put other items in there. But he never used it for tefillin yet. He just was mazmin it. He just designated it for that purpose. We pass on hazman olav milsehi, and he can use it for other items. Kol's money is not used it for tefillin yet. So the Gemara compares the issue of hazman olav basic kisei, the same question. I'm designating it for basic kisei purposes. But I never used it as a basic kisei. We all have one of our milsehi. Therefore, reading facing towards it's not called reading facing towards a basic kisei. However, a place which is going to be used as a basic kisa, and you've designated for that. You've either verbalized that or thought about that. You've made a decision. This is that. Use that makom now to for tefillah or for kriyashma is a bizoin. So that's also filled with yavim korav ispalu b'sechel oyotz. It's not also din of basic kisa. That's a din. It's a din of bizoin. It's a totally different din because it's not a basic kisa yet. That's why reading facing towards it, or reading within dalat amas of it, he said it's mutter. But to stand in a place where that's me is a thing. It's impropriety. And Chazal recognized that and made a separate issue because of that. Lo b'soichay. Now, what does b'soichay mean? When I say b'soichay, what exactly do I mean? So we can discuss a case where there was going to be walls. So then, when there were going to be walls, whatever's inside of the walls was the basic Yisei. If there's no walls, so what is Danim Oysa Mokam Hubal Omechitzes? If there's no walls, and also Rak Oysa Mokam Shehizman. So there's a very specific area exactly where he designated that people will use to relieve themselves. That's the only place, that's called Toichai. However, the place where he's designated to people who go there to sit has walls around it, so b'secha means the whole room. Again, this is not the din of asmona milsehi. This is a separate din. It's called mias. The mias is the area designated. Say if it's an open area, where do you draw the line? By the very specific place. If it's a closed room, so the whole room gets the designation. There's no issue we had before in the previous sif that reading facing towards mechitzas of a basic kisa is aser. You tell me these are mechitzas of a basic kisa that you should be also to read facing towards them or being near them. That's not true. It's mutter. Even if you're right next to it, because there's one alav milsehi, there's a separate iser of reading inside of the room. And this scenario.
I don't know if we're going to get there, but what do we say about hair horror? And, sometimes I remember once I was at a place, and you would see a hamadi in the bathroom or something like that.
What's a hamadi in the bathroom?
We'll get to a little bit. Cause of our hate, the har bidir bitar mutter b'tzay b'esek kisei achodesh kishdayin l'nishtamash poi. Okay, cause of your rabbi. So now, this place, which we've designated as a basic kisei, but it has not been used. We say it's me is to use that place as a makom for tefillah or davshur kedusha. However, since it's not a basic kisei, there's no issue of hearer. So, therefore, so now when they're building such a room, they can't, while they're working in there, they can't say words of Kedusha. So I have my designated plans that this is going to be. Yes. We have a designated plan. This is going to be the spot where they're going to put the basic kisei. So that's designated already. So even though they have not built the walls around it yet, once they've designated that room, so you have an open, you're building a building and you have an open floor, and this spot over here is where the basic kisei is. He can't stand there and say a bracha, because there's a hazmona for basic kisei already. Okay. But that's not, again, we pass in Hazman Allah Milsehi, but the Bizoyan element makes it us. Gimbal, Omer Bayez that Yehele Basic Yisei. So he said, Bayez over here, meaning like this room, whatever it is, this place, will be used for Basic Yisei. So that's a Hazman, that's which generates the halacha we said in the previous sif, that you cannot say the Direi Kedusha in the place itself. And then Rama Bayez Acher Vigamzeh. The second one, he didn't say a full statement. This should be for basic kisei. He just said Vigamzeh. Dinim Shabbat, that's also called a designation for this purpose, and it's Asr is the second room as well. Vim Amar Lasheni Ubaya Zeh, Lormer Begam Zeh. He said, "Ubayzeh yeh lebeis hakiseh." Ubayzeh. Now, ubayzeh could mean this one is not for beis hakiseh. Right? He stopped him with a sentence. This room should be beis hakiseh, and this room, that, and this room what? And this room is a beis hakiseh. This room not a beis hakiseh. That's not a clear. That's not a clear azmona. Vegamzeh, it's a clear azmona, and this as well. This so, also this, but ubayzeh is not a clear azmona. Therefore, Rei Sheni Savakim is Mina Lakach Imlav, Fira Ein Karba Lachakila, Vim Karba Yotza. To Savak on Anisad Rabbanon, so the Chakil you shouldn't use it, but yeah, but it works. Yud, Sakat Yud, Savakim is Mina, the Shema, the son of Hayul Lassayim, the Bayez Zayi, he yell at Hashmish Baalma. A Shaposak, a Shapo, El Shaposak, a Nimlach, well, see him the word, we don't know what happens.
What if we knew?
But the point is that the hazmona is done.
Goes by the verbal pronunciation, not the
hiskavana? Correct. Because Megillah we hold is on a lot milsehi. The issue here is because the element of bizoyan, so we need that there has to be, the bizoyan comes with a clear designation. Fine.
Verbalizing
I'm going to listen to it, but it's going to be real.
What? Verbalizing it is more of a concrete designation than
just
than
thinking
thought.
It. Right, correct. So we hear, we don't know what his thought process was. Either he was saying, he could have been saying this room as well. He could have been saying this room was for something else. He could have been saying this room, and then he stopped in the middle and changed his mind. We don't know what happened. Either he meant to say he stopped in the middle of that sentence, or nimlach. We'll see him the word. What happened was the reason why he stopped because he changed his mind. Right. In other words, again, I'm not remembering this whole sugya of in the dinim of hazmona milsehi. We pass an hazmona la milsehi. If you pass an hazmona milsehi, we might have a different. This might be a different din. But over here, that's not the issue. The issue over here is hazmona la milsehi. But there's an element of bizoyin which comes because you called this place a bezekisa. Well, you didn't. So that's the question. That here, for that purpose, a clear deeper is imperative. Okay.
The case was that the guy, he said this, and then he just walked off. And we didn't get a chance to ask him what his kavana was. I'm not sure. It sounds like the Mr. Bruce is saying, well, we don't know. Mashma, that if we did know, then if we just ask him, can you clarify, did you...
No, I don't think so. We say that since that Deber is not clear, even if he says it's what he wanted, but it's not a declared Deber, it's felt that it's lacking. A Deber which is not clear what he wanted is not a Deber. Dalit. Basic, he say, Shehu b'chafira. Now, so the more first this is basic, he say, the Parsiim. That they had a basic kisei where they that normally the shad is there'd be a hole in the earth and the person would they would dig a hole and they would above Liam, I'm sorry, the basic kisei is above Liam. That and the person saw it would come out, it would land in that spot and stay there. They made it differently. They made it that it was that it was b'chafiro, but so they made it like a pit where it would land, but the place where a person would sit, they'd make like a shikula, either a tunnel or a slant. Person would sit further away, not above where the tzoyah would land, and it wasn't an angle. But also a midran, it's made it at a slant. Binyan sharei miskalgal b'nofa miyad demerachik. When a person would relieve himself for not soft. excrement, but it would be harder. It would basically roll away. It would never stay there. The meraglayim yardim the miyad leguma, and the meraglayim would roll down and not stay where they were. They would go into the pit, which is further away. So lachas kesasam dami mutra likrisma. So since the place where the opening is not where anything remains, even though people, that's the place that they use to relieve themselves, but it's not where that's not the basic kisa. The basic kisa is where the tzoyer is placed, and it's not placed over here at all. It's removed. So then, imein berech rab, v'gam ein mishtinim boy, chutz leguma. Sorry, mutar likris boy, imein berech rab, v'gam ein mishtinim boy, chutz leguma. So you're allowed to read in it, if it doesn't smell bad, and if the people are careful to only to when they're mashtin, when they relieve the meraglayim, they don't put it on the ground. They make sure it goes into the guma. Sometimes they just relieve themselves on the ground where they are. So then it becomes awesome. This was what they had. The poskim was they discussed the status of a modern bathroom. The argument being that it's very fairly similar reality that the person relieves himself and then it's flushed away. It doesn't stay there. It's taken away. It's flushed away to the sewage plant. So the place where the person is nifna is not the place where the tzara remains, which that's basically defining over here. That's not called a basic kisa. So we should argue that nowadays it's not considered a basic kisa. That's where the argument is. Let's see the Mishaburas and then we'll see. Yud Aleph Kisasim Dami. So it has a sentence like it's closed off. Pirish. The Havel Kilo Eino Mokam Azev Basic Kisei Klau. Ben Sheesh to Machitzes Melamalo Alaguma Eloi. Where the Guma is, whether it's covered or not, is irrelevant. This is not the place of the Basic Kisei. So it comes out, it's almost a misnomer because the Kisei is what you sit on. That's not really the point. The point isn't the Kisei. The point is the receptacle which holds it. The Tzoy afterwards. So this is not the Basic Kisei. So, even if right now there's no meraglayim and it doesn't smell, but since people do use this place to be mashed on the ground there, not just far away, because once the people use this meraglayim, that becomes the basic kisei. So whether there's soya there or not, whether there's meraglayim there or not, is irrelevant. Kosovataz. Taz says, okay, so here's the case that the soya rolls away, and that's not an issue. The issue is the meraglayim. So what are the status of the walls of this basic kisei? We know the walls of basic kisei we saw in Sif Aleph. Get a din of basic kisei. The Mishabura brought that the Shulchan Aruch holds not like this, but everybody argues in the Shulchan Aruch and says, no, the walls of the basic kisei get it in the basic kisei. There's an Isser with Krishma facing them, etc. The walls of this basic kisei don't have a din of basic kisei. Why? The tzoya issue, it's not a basic kisei because the tzoya was removed to somewhere else. The problem is that they some people, instead of going to where the guma is and being mashed over there, they're mashed over here on the ground. So this place itself is a place which is used regularly for meraglayim. That becomes also. However, the halacha that we confer the status of a basic kisei of tzoya onto the walls, that's not because of meraglayim. That's because of tzoya. There's no tzoya here. This is the rice is only as it's coming out. To read facing that, even if the air is covered, just seeing the meraglayim, that's also. Once it's on the ground, it's only mirabonin. We don't confer the status of mechitzah basic kisei on something which the whole problem is meraglayim. Now, and Mokum, which is the Meraglayim, which is Masriach, that's the Raisa.
Even if the water's covered?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The erva, when the person's reading Knegat HaKilua, there's a person's erva there, relieving himself. So there's... So it's an issue mitzad the kiluach. A malkin which is used just for erev lime, but it's masriach. That's an issue of the rice. We're not discussing that. We're talking about that's not the issue here. There's no reach ra over here. That's not the issue.
Masriach is where there's a reach ra from the meir lime.
Right, the merit lime are starting to just to putrefy, etc. That's the next line he's going to say. So the Torah says that that's not a basic kisei. Now, menir the oisin of a kamish and noigim lasses mokum yuchel yishtonu l'ko, but the place is designated that multiple people use that area. So obviously, you do a shoshin of a kamish masrichim, the smell becomes very significant, very very bad smell. It's not better than Ovech Meraglaim, the chamber pot, which is used for Meraglaim, since it's used there again and again and again and again, it becomes a miasa thing, as they said, the rice is a reed connected. It's worse than the Meraglaim on the ground. An empty Meraglaim container is more chomer midoraisa than meraglaim itself on the ground, because the meraglaim on the ground is not masriach. In some cases, it's not just sitting there, and the container which is used to hold it regularly becomes mias, and that gets the status of midoraisa. It's a mokum which is mias due to biological waste, due to organic waste, and that's it's also the reed midoraisa. So a place which is designated for multiple people relieving themselves, that's not going to be any better. So the walls also get done in Bisekiseh. So someone says Miyuchad becomes Masriach, and that's more Chomer. And back in Ayin Tes, when in the introduction, Mr. Burr pointed out from the Prima Godim, Meraglaim, which is Masriach, is the Raisa. Even though Meraglaim on the ground is not, what's the Masriach? It's the Raisa. So the walls of a place of Meraglaim, which is Masriach, get a did of Machidze basic Yizay as well. Okay, so that's the case over here, the basic Yizay of the Morses of the Bevliim. No, I'm sorry. I had to write the rest of the Parsiim. The basic keys of the Parsoi, right? The Parsiim, that so Charles, can you what status do you can compare our modern basic kisei to that, and therefore remove within a basic kisei from our room, the bathroom?
Compare our modern basic kisei to what?
To the basic kisei of Parsiim, which has this process. I was right the first time. It was Parsiim. I said Parsiim, I corrected it to Bavliim, and I'm correcting it back to Parsiim because that's correct. So there's a Chazan Ish. He's not convinced that you can be makel on our modern basic Kisei. And why is that? Because over here, the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, what the Mora says is that immediately the Tzoya never remains there at all. The Tzoya it's made in such a way that it's automatically removed. In our modern basic Kisei, it sits there till you flush it. So it is made to hold the tzoya for a period of time. So that, he says, therefore, you can't prove from the case of the Gemara to our case that our case should be as mutter as the case of the Gemara. The other question they do raise, which we'll talk about later on, we get to the din of the graf shorei, the pot which the container which they use to hold the rei. And nowadays we have the china which is used. The porcelain, which is used on toilets, doesn't absorb. So does that change anything? Whereas there are items they were using, there was some level of absorption. That's one issue which has to be raised. And also the other issue that has to be raised is if there are multiple other items in the room, which the room is designated for other purposes other than just relieving oneself. A person takes a shower there, a person washes their face there, a person brushes their teeth there, they store clothing there. There's other things which it's used for. Will it get a status of a basic kisei? Because it's designated for other purposes as well. The basic kisei, which we're talking about over here, was it had one purpose and one purpose only. So there's a... a journal called Amatero. So they, and then one of the Amateros, don't ask me which one, they have about 80 of them out already, so something of that number. So somewhere in one of those journals, Rav Scheinberg was discussed a case of, if I recall correctly, it was Rav Scheinberg. They asked Rav Scheinberg about it was Rav Shimon Herzl's show. He was a big pesach. So they asked him about a case where there is a bathtub in the room, and if you would draw the curtains so you don't see the seat, would you be allowed to learn in there? And he was inclined to say that that's probably true. There was the argument that since there are other let me finish my thought. The fact that there are other usages in that room takes away the designation of a basic kisei. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have many places that they have a room which is just which is not so common in America, which is just all it is just for the toilet, right? And the washroom is a separate room where they take the shower and the bath, etc. But in America, many times it's together. So, but you can't. He still wasn't matter the seat itself. That he did consume that, assume that's considered a problem. But if you put a machitza between you, you put the curtains, so he seemed to be inclined that it was mutter. I don't think he said lachol ma'isa was mutter, but at least he was inclined towards that. So that brings you to the issue of people reading material, leaving material in the bathroom, etc. They're sort of relying on that argument, as long as they're not reading the Divrei Torah part, they're reading the secular part. The fact that there are sometimes, there's a famous mice, I forgot who it was with. I guess it's not so famous. One of the Gedolim in Europe, so he had a subscription to one of these Jewish, Yiddish newspapers, but the Frum ones, because he would read in the bath, he would read it. They started printing Divrei Torah in it as well. He canceled his subscription. So he asked him, like, why we added Divrei Torah, you canceled? He says, well, before I used to read it in the Beis Hakisei. Now I don't want to take it in the Beis Hakisei. So I don't know the time to read it. So cancel my subscription. So apparently he didn't necessarily hold of that argument.
You could perhaps remove them.
Sir. Sometimes that's not so easy.
Curtains keep what seat from me? Bathtub seat?
No, the toilet.
What if you say it's not a basic kisei? Can one read? It's not a problem to read it while leaving themselves?
Well, when a person relieves himself, they can't read the return. They can't do that. So here, b'shas, a person relieves himself, there's an issue of the rice. So, same way when a person's the kiluach of meiraglayim, same thing is true when a person's relieving himself. B'shas, they're being nifna. Okay. Hey. So they have this seat which has a hole in the middle. So instead of sitting down on the ground, which is what their original basic kisei was, they put this seat over the. So the basic kisei was a hole in the ground, a pit where the soil would end up. But instead of sitting on the ground, they would sit on this seat above it. So what's the status of the seat? The soil just basically goes through the hole down to the ground. So I then take that seat and I store it somewhere. So what's the status of the seat? Mutalikra is Kriyashma Kenegdo. The seat itself doesn't have a din of a basic kisei. Kimachain at Soyal Anekiv, Megamin Agraf Tachas Anekiv. If the container which holds it is not there, that's the graph. So even if they now do this, they have this in the house. So they have they have a chamber pot. So they have a seat that they sit in. They have a pot which they remove with the tsoya, and they take it out, whatever it is. So right now, all you have is the chair here. If no tsoya has landed on the seat anywhere, and the bucket has been removed, it's mutter. And the nature was that they would usually cover over the hole with another layer of, they put a board on top of it, so that what the place a person would sit was not visible. We discussed this before, that many times that you have to go back, but not always. And here the Ramosim say whenever that you're not supposed to read there, but yeah, but you have to go back. And the Mishabura will touch on that. Let's see if we can do this Mishabura over here. You're giving Krishna connect though. Sirle, they know did basic key, say Yoshin. It's not a basic key, the caramel and the Osir the phone of a Filipino man would say it. If you give a status of basic key on the seats, the fact that the tzaddik is not there doesn't help. That's what we said before. And Sevalov, if this is a place which is used, even though there's no tzaddik at all, it's still Osir. El Arak didn't base by a shehizmino the basic key, but we're a base. It's equivalent to the din of Siv base. The tzaddik never sits on the chair itself. The graph is only the bucket is only put there when the person has to relieve himself. In other words, they take it away. That's the shulchan aruch. But however, the chol kumalav is that the eish loy didn't basically say yoshin. Kima shenifalav, but since it's designated to use as a place that a person sits, v'shas ma'isa, that's part of the basic kisei process. It gets into the basic kisei. Can't start with his darkish or to licorice grishma, least Pavel, or Dabra Aza Dira Kadusha. She has a key same abai, he's either take it out. Or Yashamideo Nakhra Dalama should be Dalamas behind you. Or she has a call a key same begger of the bracha, you cover totally. A fill who knock, even though it's clean. Vemarech ra, Venagraf Oimetachtov. It's clean, it's no bad smell, and the what holds the tzoya has been removed. And the opening is covered. It's not enough. You have to cover the whole thing. Okay. So therefore, they have little seats. The kuvim and tzaracha they have little seats. The kuvim and tzaracha yolodim shabbayis for the children. She mechusim bebegad bekriyashim b'shas kriyashim adibriketera abishen b'msoy. So they use it for training for the child to sit on, to be able to sit in the seat, or to train him. These type of things, they have to be covered. Take it out of the room where you keep it, you know, for us, usually store it in the bathroom. But if they have to, they didn't have that option always. So take it out of the room or cover it, etc. And the hargam over here, the head over here was the Shulchan Aruch saying, because we're not passing the Shulchan Aruch, we're passing not like the Shulchan Aruch. But even the Shulchan Aruch had to, because the tzoya doesn't go on the chair, but the child many times it does. So, this case over here, it's a regular chair that you use and it has a cushion that you sit and put on top. Elamai what? Because it's Zorak lehadover meisar akar shalov and ifan alakli on this evershal. Your mom should use it as a regular chair in the house. It's, you have six chairs around the table, five plus this one. And you use it regularly for dining, whatever you're doing, etc. And it has a regular cushion. When you need it, you take it over to the makom and you do your business. So this is this type of an argument that it has multiple usages. So it's not designated only for basic kisei, so then it doesn't not get into the basic kisei. And therefore, as long as the neck of it is covered, it's mutter, even though you haven't covered the whole kisei.
What does Nifnei mean again?
Nifnei means to relieve oneself. Chazabakari, the Ramah said Chazabakari, so I'm Berlocha, that's not always true. So really we needed to touch on both these Berlochas over here. This is tonight's Thursday, especially next week.